5th, Board of Trustees meeting for Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. The time is 7 o'clock. We will take the roll at this time. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Treasurer Clinton.
Here.
Trustee Kirby.
I think you got to unmute everybody, Bob.
Treasurer Clinton.
Here.
Trustee Kirby.
Here.
Trustee Dorsevitz.
Here.
Supervisor Heisey.
Here.
Trustee Heitman.
Here.
Clerk Borba. Here. All present for the quorum.
Mr. Dempsey, are you here?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, thank you. At this time, item B is the Pledge of Allegiance. We will recite it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Next is item one. This is information on the remote meeting protocol and procedures for the April 14th meeting. This meeting is a telephone conference call in accordance with Governor Whitmer's Executive Order 2020-15 in response to COVID-19 social distancing requirements and Executive Order 2020-21. Members of the public will be invited to speak during the public comment portion of the meeting, and such comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. To provide for orderly public participation, a person wishing to speak must state their name and request to be recognized by the Township Supervisor, that's me, who will moderate the meeting. All persons indicating a desire to speak during public comment will be recognized. With respect to the board members themselves, to the board, I will call upon you in alphabetical order when necessary, for example, for a roll call or for comments at the end of the meeting, in order to avoid us talking over each other and any other confusion that may result. There's a little bit of a time lag between some of us, so I want to just make you aware of that and to let you know that we will be calling upon you in alphabetical order, starting with Treasurer Clinton, if and when that is necessary. At this time, Mr. Vorva, did you receive any written comments or questions from anyone in the public pursuant to the meeting notice?
We received one, and you responded to that person.
And yes, we responded to that individual today. She could not be present in this conference call, but we did respond to her in writing. At this point, item C is the approval of the agenda. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Mr. Supervisor, I move to approve the agenda.
Motion's made by Treasurer Clinton. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Clerk. Item D is approval of the consent agenda. This is, again, much like our last meeting, is a compilation of both bills to be paid, and we have also item D4, which is an engineering study for the proposed West Brier Special Assessment District, and we also have item D5, which is an award contract for 2020. I believe that should be 2020-22, grass cutting and landscaping services, with a recommendation being made there as well. I'm going at this point ask in alphabetical order if any board members have any questions or comments regarding the consent agenda. If you do, then obviously chime in. If you do not, just say no or pass. Treasurer Clinton.
No questions.
Trustee Kirby.
Yes. Question is, who approved the bills?
Trustee Heitman.
Second question, are you going to put, can you turn on the hand-raising function, which is *9? It'll make it easier for some people.
Well, right now, we're proceeding as planned, so... Hey, Mr. Dempsey, do you have any questions?
No questions or comments at this point.
Trustee Dorsevitz.
No questions or comments.
Trustee Heitman.
I did come in to approve the bills. There was a question raised by a resident regarding part of the bills on the chair. First for the police.
Yeah, I don't
want to
do this. I could not understand the question, Trustee Heitman. Could you repeat the question?
There was a question brought up by one of the residents regarding chairs for the police department. I did look into this while I was looking at the bills. I found out that some of the chairs in the police department were brought from previous location, were older than 2006, and some of the police officers were bringing chairs from home instead of the chairs that we had given them 15 years ago. So the company that we did use to purchase those, we have used them in the past. We were very, very happy with them in the past, and that's who we were using this time. So I have absolutely no problems giving our men in blue something that they truly, truly deserve.
Trustee Heitman, as a follow-up, I know that I'm familiar with that question that was raised, and I believe that Chief Tidrington responded to the resident, and those questions have been sufficiently resolved.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Clerk Forbes, any questions, comments?
No questions, no comments.
Very good, then. I need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Mr. Supervisor,
approve the consent agenda. Motion's made by Treasurer Clinton. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Clerk Forbes. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
It's like a task.
Treasurer Clinton, yes. Trustee Kermey.
Terry Benevolo and some other people are looking
at it. Trustee Dimsey.
Yeah. Hello?
Trustee Dorshevitz.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Electronic.
Yes.
Clerk Borba, yes.
Mr. Kermey, yes. Mr. Kermey, is there a yes on that or what?
Yes. Real quick.
Oh. Motion carries.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Item E is new business. Discussion regarding interactive video for future board meetings during coronavirus crisis. Trustee Kermey, you have the floor.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. This is in response to several residents who asked if we could have video meetings in the interest of improved transparency. Many communities are doing it, and they wanted to know, and so do I. I know that one of the objections is hacking, but let's have a discussion about should we do this. This may go on a little longer. So I want to hear the technical side of why we shouldn't do it, and maybe the legal side or whatever. I'm done.
Phone out there.
We couldn't on the board have reached the phone.
Mute
everybody. You're not on the board. Please mute your phone.
Somebody is in their
phone. Well, Bob Jenks can mute everybody.
Well, that's what we're going to do. Okay, to answer Trustee Kermey's question, we have investigated the use of video conferencing. As the trustee mentioned, there have been many problems with this technology, with hacking. There have also been some issues raised regarding the violation of people's ability to participate in a meeting, especially if there are if you have to register for that particular service. There are also accessibility issues because not everyone, especially in Plymouth Township, not everyone owns has internet access. We have a lot of people who still don't have internet access by choice, so they would not be able to participate in a video discussion. I believe we also have some technical limitations at this point. From a legal standpoint, I've raised some of the issues already. But we also have some procedural timelines involving the governor's executive orders. The order that we're operating under right now expires tomorrow night at midnight. As of today, we do not know if that's going to be renewed, extended, or modified in some way. So our next scheduled Board of Trustees meeting is April 28th. At this point, that may be an open meeting in the Township Boardroom, subject to sufficient distancing protocols, or that may be another remote meeting such as what we're having tonight. Our agenda for tonight is very light. Our agenda at our last meeting was also very light, and April 28th also looks to be a very light agenda as well. So whether or not the technology exists at this point in Plymouth Township, I'm going to leave that up to Bob Jenks, our IT director, who is on the other phone. Otherwise, we can certainly proceed in this current manner, but in any respect, we have to be ready for the April 28th meeting, and that means we have to have whatever we're going to do, we have to have that ready to go by April 22nd or 23rd at the latest, because we have notice requirements that we have to provide to the public as well. That being said, I'm going to hand it over to Bob Jenks, our IT director. Come on over.
Well, yeah, I mean, people, other communities are doing this, and with all the Zoom bombing and whatnot that has been going on over the last month that you've heard of, people have tried to tighten up their security and mitigate some of the risk. There's still risk out there, even with that. So, you know, it's being done. It can be done. Not everybody, I think, has laptops with cameras and whatnot. It might be a limitation. But other than that,
okay. Let's unmute everybody
okay.
at this point.
So there are meetings.
You do not need to call in on a Zoom meeting.
Do that without it, like we are now.
You'd like some help.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Someone is driving.
I would recommend that Trustee work.
Someone's logged on twice.
Okay. Okay. For item E. And Trustee Dorsevich.
I cannot hear a thing.
Somebody's on a speakerphone, and there's a lot of reverberation.
Well, what we can do is give them instructions to everyone. Please mute your phone by pressing star 2.
Yeah, I've been saying that times already. So, okay, can we claim that resolution of item E is that Trustee Dorsevich and Trustee Kermy will work with Mr. Jenks? Is that a proposed course of action?
Yes, I'll buy into whatever it takes. We can just follow up on it. Good. Thanks for letting me have the time. And this answers a question that several people had.
Okay. Okay, item G is supervisor and trustee comments. I will start off. Obviously, these are very unusual and difficult conditions for all of us to be operating under, but Plymouth Township Hall is on a reduced staff right now, and we are still responding to citizen concerns, processing paperwork, making sure that the wheels of government continue to work. We will be making some announcements, I believe, in the next couple days regarding a plan to make sure that we are completely up and running and ready for work if and when the restrictions on our activities are removed. Hopefully that will be on April 30th or May 1st, if not sooner, but we will be ready whenever we get the green light to resume normal operations. Treasurer Clinton, any comments?
Nothing here.
Nothing. Trustee Kermy.
Will we have a chance to comment at the end of the meeting, or do you want us to make comments now?
This is item G, supervisor and trustee comments.
Okay, so this is normally what the meeting.
Yeah.
What do you mean this is the end of the meeting? Aren't we going to discuss the two items?
You voted on them.
Okay, I'm right.
Consent agenda.
So I have some.
Voted on them?
Pardon?
When did we vote?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
We voted on item P. We voted on the consent agenda.
Okay. Then I guess my first comment is, for now that the meetings are going forward electronically, if we have to do this again, I do not want to do it on a consent basis. I want to have discussion on each item. Maybe that's one reason we could explore. Well, we could do it now normally. There's nothing that precludes us with the technology we're using today to talk about these. I'm sorry, I did not know that we were doing this like the last one where everything was going to be consent agenda out of the box. So I made an error.
The agenda has been published. It's a consent agenda. You've had it for several days. And I did offer any comments or questions when we got to that agenda item.
Right. I did them by email, and I didn't get the answers by email. But anyway, I respectfully request that the next meeting not be done by consent agenda.
Okay.
We need to have some discussion, at least limited or whatever. We're not in a situation where we don't have the technology. We've got it. All right, so trustee comments. That's where we are. Kermy has a few. I want to be conserving our expenses and reducing costs, and I have a couple of suggestions. Between now and April 30th, every non-essential employee, which is everybody except emergency operations, take 5 days of vacation. This is being widely done in the private sector. In fact, some people are taking furloughs for several weeks with no pay. So I'd like us to implement that beginning tomorrow. If we have people... Pardon? What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. We may have to lay off some people because our budget is going to be reduced. And Mark, maybe you can tell us. I think our budget has about $750,000 to $1 million in state shared revenue, which we know will be probably reduced. And let's go back to the lawn service. Because the lawn service cannot work until April 30th, they need to be asked to give us credit for each day, and it's over $200 a day if you assume that they can't work on our properties, because it's from April 15th to November 15th, that's 210 days, for example. And lawn, when you cut it, if you cut it at when it's 6 inches high, or whether it's 3 inches high, it's still the amount of labor. So please ask them or talk to them about a credit for the following 2 weeks between now and April 30th, because it's an annual contract. And the next is the planning department with McKenna. Please ask them to make a reduction because the people don't have to have office hours. Everything is very slow. Building is slow. We need to conserve our cash like everyone else is doing. Please.
Okay, thank you. Trustee.
Did you say Trustee Dempsey?
Yes.
So I'll be very brief. I just want to mention a couple things. One is that I did have a question on item D5, the grass cutting and landscaping services resolution. And I did pursue that with you, Mr. Supervisor, and with Mr. Lewis. So I want that to be understood that I did investigate that before I voted yes.
Yes.
Quickly on the other two things, I just want to say personally, my thoughts and prayers are for those who have lost loved ones during this and for those who are still ill and hopefully are recovering. And then I do want to extend my commendations for our township personnel, especially our frontline public safety personnel, but all of them who are working during this, trying to provide services to our residents and just for them all to be safe and to be strong. And those are my comments. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Trustee. Trustee Dorshevitz.
Yeah, I just like to echo what Jack said. I mean, that's just spot on. And I think if there's a silver lining that comes out of this, I hope that, you know, that our society and our culture really truly understands who the real heroes are, and that's those who contribute during time of crisis. So thanks for those comments, Jack. I think that's spot on.
Thank you, Trustee Heitman.
Yeah, I echo the same as the other gentleman. I would like to also add Kroger workers. You know, Bush's workers are you know, these guys are. They're actually fighting with customers who are trying to get 10 of something and 20 of something. So it's absolutely crazy. I agree with Chuck to some extent on McKenna. There are some things that we still have going on. There's still some needs for the planning group right now because, unfortunately, the rest of the world is not stopped around us. And we are getting a lot of interest, especially at 5 Mile. And people are calling all the time wanting to know more about that. So going along with Chuck, the amount we can limit them, that'd be great. Anything we can do to save a couple extra dollars, certainly I'll go along with. And thank you all.
Thank you, Trustee Heitman. Clerk Vorva.
No comment at this time.
Thank you. Moving on to item H, this is public comments and questions limited to 3 minutes. If someone is interested in addressing the body, please feel free to chime in with your name. And we don't need your address, but at least tell us where you're from, what community you're from. Anyone at this time would like to make a comment?
Yeah, this is Dwayne Zantop. It was breaking up terrible earlier, but I've had quite a bit of experience with Zoom, and you don't always have to have video. You can do it by phone. Some people can join in by phone. My daughter does it all across the country, and it works quite well. It takes a little bit getting used to, but it's something I think maybe ought to look into because this was terrible at the beginning of the meeting. You couldn't even understand anybody. It was all talking over each other, it sounded like. But I think you ought to look into it again.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? All right. Hearing none, I need a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Supervisor, I move we adjourn at 7:24 p.m.
Motion's made by Trustee Heitman. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Clerk Vorba. All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye. Aye. Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.